The story of the Book of Mormon. What happens in the Book of Mormon? Use these pictures to learn about the prophets and stories in this marvelous book of scripture. In the print edition of the Ensign, there are 25 illustrations from stories in the Book of Mormon. The following captions help describe each of the pictures. 1. The Book of Mormon begins with a prophet named Lehi. He warned the wicked people in Jerusalem to repent, but the people didn't listen. The Lord told Lehi to take his family, including his wife, Sariah, and their sons, Laman, Lemuel, Sam, and Nephi, into the wilderness. See 1 Nephi chapter 1 and chapter 2. 2. Lehi sent his sons back to get the scriptures written on brass plates. These plates had the history of their ancestors and other things the Lord had told them to write. Lehi and Nephi took good care of these plates. They also wrote on metal plates what happened to their family. See 1 Nephi, chapters 3 through 5. 3. The Lord gave Lehi a compass called the Leahona to guide his family through the wilderness to the promised land. See 1 Nephi, chapter 16. 4. The Lord told Nephi to build a boat to take Lehi's family to the promised land. Nephi obeyed his father and the Lord, but Laman and Lemuel did not. See 1 Nephi, chapter 17. 5. Lehi and his family sailed to the promised land on a boat they built. See 1 Nephi, chapter 18. 6. Laman and Lemuel continued to disobey their father and the Lord. Their descendants are known as the Lamanites. Nephi continued to obey his father and the Lord. His descendants are called Nephites. See 2 Nephi, chapters 4 and 5. 7. After Lehi and Nephi died, other people, such as Nephi's brother Jacob, were in charge of writing important teachings and events on the plates. See Jacob, chapter 1. 8. Enos prayed to be forgiven of his sins, and he was forgiven. See Enos, chapter 1. 9. King Benjamin built a tower to teach his people the gospel. See Mosiah, chapters 2 through 6. 10. A wicked king named Noah had the prophet Abinadi put to death, but Abinadi's teachings converted one of Noah's priests named Alma. See Mosiah, chapters 11 through 17. 11. Alma escaped from King Noah's court, taught other people about the gospel, and baptized them. See Mosiah, chapter 18. 12. Alma's son Alma, the younger, was not obedient. He and his friends, the sons of Mosiah, were wicked. Then an angel told them to repent. Alma and the sons of Mosiah repented and spent the rest of their lives preaching the gospel. See Mosiah, chapters 27 through 28. 13. Mosiah's son Ammon converted many Lamanites after Ammon defeated King Lamoni's flocks and won his trust. See Alma, chapters 17 through 19. 14. Captain Moroni wrote the title of liberty and fought to defend the liberty of his people. See Alma, chapter 46 and Alma, chapter 48. 15. Helaman led an army of 2,000 righteous young men. See Alma chapter 53 and chapters 56 through 58. 16. A Lamanite prophet named Samuel prophesied that Jesus Christ would soon be born. See Helaman chapters 13 through 16. 19. A 10-year-old boy named Mormon was chosen to write on the plates when he grew older. At age 24, he began combining the most important stories from all the records onto a set of metal plates. See Mormon, chapter 1. 20. Before Mormon died, he gave the plates to his son Moroni. Moroni was a general in the army. He was the last Nephite to survive a great battle between the Lamanites and the Nephites. See Mormon, chapters 6 and chapter 8. 21. Before Moroni died, he buried the plates in a place called Cumora. About 1,400 years after Moroni buried the plates, a 14-year-old boy named Joseph Smith prayed to know which church was right. See Joseph Smith History, chapter 1, verses 5 through 16. 22. Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ visited Joseph Smith and told him that none of the churches were true and complete. Joseph would help restore the true Church of Jesus Christ. See Joseph Smith History, chapter 1, verses 17 through 20. 17. Far away in Bethlehem, Jesus Christ was born. He taught his gospel, healed and blessed people, and set up his church. Then he was crucified and resurrected. See 3 Nephi, chapter 1, verses 8 through 10. 18. After his resurrection, he visited the righteous Nephites and Lamanites. He taught them his gospel, healed them, and blessed them, just as he had in the land around Jerusalem. See 3 Nephi, chapters 11 through 28. 23. Moroni visited Joseph Smith and told him about the buried plates. When Joseph Smith got older, he would get the plates and translate them. See Joseph Smith History, chapter 1, verses 27 through 54. 24. When Joseph Smith was 21, he went to the hill Cumora and got the plates from the place where Moroni had buried them. See Joseph Smith History, chapter 1, verse 59. 25. Through the power of God, Joseph Smith translated the writing on the plates. He published this translation. It is called the Book of Mormon. See title page and introduction to the Book of Mormon. End of The Story of the Book of Mormon.